Publix Supermarkets is the largest and fastest-growing employee-owned supermarket chain in the United States. They're also one of the longest holdouts from signing on to a Fair Food Agreement with Florida tomato pickers. The agreement provides one penny more per pound of tomatoes picked in the fields, as well as ensures that tomato growers abide by a strict code of conduct that assures the health and safety of farm workers. Last month, Trader Joe's became the 10th major corporation to sign a Fair Food Agreement with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. But despite repeated requests from farm workers for Publix to negotiate, the corporation just won't budge.
Publix executives are refusing to recognize the humanity of the workers.
That's Geraldo Reyes, a farm worker and member of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers.
What we're asking to establish an understanding and to be able to sign an agreement that will result in improving the conditions for workers. They don't even have the integrity to look at us in the eye and tell us why. Why not? It doesn't make sense.
Publix has maintained that they are willing to pay a penny more per pound for tomatoes, but spokesperson Shannon Patton says that they won't get involved with the labor dispute that they see as between farm workers and growers, and they won't pay employees of other companies directly for their labor.
We've always encouraged our suppliers to work closely with their workforce and their workforce's representatives on any issue.
That doesn't jive with Laura Safer Espinoza. She's the executive director of the Fair Food Standards Council, a nonprofit that oversees the Fair Food program.
Publix says they will not pay any other employers' employees directly, as though they were being asked to pay farm workers directly. That is completely incorrect. No corporate buyer in the Fair Food program pays farm workers directly. They pay their suppliers of Florida tomatoes just as they always have. Which brings us to the second misstatement. Publix spokespeople say that they will pay the penny more a pound when it is folded into the price of tomatoes. We monitor all of the agreements with corporate buyers in the Fair Food program, and that is precisely how many of them choose to pay the Fair Food premium, folded into the price.
Publix also disputes claims by the Immokalee workers that their rate of pay has not increased in over 30 years. Statements like these from Publix are causing increasing frustration for tomato pickers like Lucas Benitez, who is among those who went without food for 6 days to make his point.
Le doy un reto al señor Crenshaw.
And what's more, I give a challenge to Mr. Ed Crenshaw.
Que
In the same way that I'm looking at you right now, I'm asking Mr. Ed Crenshaw, the CEO of Publix, to come and talk to us face to face, and I dare him to say all the lies that they've been saying in the press to me face to face.
Several hundred supporters of the fasting farm workers picketed at a nearby Publix on Saturday before marching to the Publix corporate headquarters to break the fast. Among them were Ethel and Carrie Kennedy, widow and daughter of Robert F. Kennedy. At a ceremony outside the Publix headquarters, Carrie Kennedy addressed the crowd.
The farm workers have fasted for justice and for truth, and they have spoken truth to power. They have exposed the lies that have been told about them again and again and again. Surely, Mr. and Mrs. Jenkins, if the farm workers can go out without food for 6 days, you can provide shade in the fields. You can provide zero tolerance for sexual harassment. You can provide water.
El abuso sexual.
You can provide the right to report abuse without retribution. You can stop the slavery. And you can provide a penny per pound.
Y puedes probar un centavo por libra.
The breaking of the farm workers' fast at Publix fell on the 44th anniversary of Cesar Chavez's historic fast for farm worker rights and breaking of bread with Robert F. Kennedy in California. Carrie Kennedy reminded the crowd of the significance of the occasion.
Everybody here today, you will be able to look at your grandchildren and you will be able to say, I did this. I was there at the time of difficulty and danger, and I worked with the Immokalee workers. I walked with the Immokalee workers.
Yo estuve ahí con los trabajadores Immokalee. Yo caminé con los trabajadores Immokalee.
After a 3-mile procession to the Publix headquarters, members of the clergy and the children of farm workers presented the fasters with bread to break the fast. Michael Livingston is the director of the Poverty Initiative for the U.S. National Council of Churches.
Publix, you stand under the judgment of God. Come to your senses. Come to our table. Do what is right. And know this, if we need to,
si es necesario,
we'll be back.
We'll be back. We'll be back. We'll be back. We'll be back.
For WMNF News, I'm Kelly Benjamin in Lakeland.